we have a big problem. And this is going to continue ongoing. This is an outrage to America. You talked about law. This is a travesty to law. There is no law because the information and money are completely controlled by a small group of people. And if you say their name, you're called an anti-Semite. You're
called an anti-Semite.
Don't let your voice go.
Go.
I just don't understand how you have a country where your politicians have more allegiance to a foreign nation than they do their own. I honestly think that we have literal treason going on right now where Israel's interests are being put before America's interests.
Is America a sovereign nation or are we being controlled by Israel?
People are always talking about they are out of control, they are killing us. We have to identify who the real enemy is.
The satanic Jews. They control everything and mostly everybody.
What difference does it make if it's a baby or if it's an adult? It's the same thing.
There's one little nation state of Israel that everybody's afraid to talk about. It'll get you nuked off the internet. It'll scare advertisers away from doing business with you if you talk about Zionist infiltration.
Are you a Zionist?
Yes.
You have to get rid of AIPAC. You have to get rid of, the Israeli control over our country. I mean, there's just because they clearly don't give a shit about it.
Are you part of the Jewish conspiracy? What exactly is the...
Maybe. I'm Jewish.
Those are the words that he told us that he would never use again.
So everybody who has been paying attention understands that our children have been under attack for a very long time. Probably longer, actually, than most parents ever realized. Because for years and years now, every single day when kids have gotten out of bed and jumped on that school bus, they have literally been walking onto what can only be described as a spiritual battlefield. They've been walking into this sexually charged environment where grooming and molestation and even genital mutilation have become a commonplace, all with the backing of so-called elected officials and members of the corporate banking apparatus, the most disgusting people on planet Earth, have been able to storm in and seize control of millions upon millions of kids. They have been able to steal and wrestle away not just influence, but jurisdiction over people's children from their actual parents. And so at an alarming rate, those who fight back are being censored and they're being suppressed. And at times, they're even thrown in jail. Like that father in Loudoun County, Virginia, who was arrested. Remember that when he showed up at his daughter's high school asking to speak to the principal about why she was allowed to be raped in the girl's bathroom by a man in a skirt. And while it took far too long for people to realize what's really going on in their kids' lives, now they've realized it. And for the past few years, huge groups of parents have started to organize amongst themselves and with others all over the map to take on their state and local school boards right along with the Federal Department of Education. All of the sick freaks, all of the government-backed child molesters and porn peddlers have awoken a grassroots wave of parental rights activism that refuses to be denied. And here at the Stu Peters Network and on the Stu Peters Show, we're proud that so many members of this audience are part of that group. We're proud to be standing up every single day and fighting for kids right alongside of you because that's what this is all about. And this fight, if it bridges racial lines, if it bridges cultural and religious lines, great, because it comes right down to right versus wrong and good versus evil. The oldest fight in human history, a fight older than humanity itself. It's really simple as that. And so this is an issue, of course, that people who agree on virtually nothing else can put aside their differences and they can say, hey, we're going to stand up and we're going to fight for our kids. It's the ultimate common ground. And in Canada, where this program has a huge viewing audience, we're seeing something amazing as Muslims and Christians are now joining forces to fight against these disgusting government-run attacks on their kids. Dating back to last year, there have been multiple gigantic rallies in Canada under the banner of 1 million March for Children. They have had millions of people turn out in the streets standing up for kids. And a huge part of this has been religious Christians and Muslims realizing, hey, we're not so different after all. Because both of us love our kids. They both see a bunch of disgusting and perverse synagogue of Satan pedophiles coming to hurt their children. These two groups of people have been pitted against each other now for the past several decades, but now in the name of their children, they're joining arms. They're fighting back. They're going on the offensive. They're fighting against the Trudeau regime and its Ministry of Health that has used Soviet-style dictator tactics to bypass the legislature, to bypass provincial governments, shove puberty blockers down the throats of children while poisoning their minds with perverted propaganda in their public school and on TV and online, much like our illegitimate government here in the United States. Only some say Canada's is even worse, if you can imagine that being possible. Camille El-Sheikh is one of the concerned Muslim Canadian parents who has stood up to his nation's government of groomers, and he joins us now to share more on this. We so appreciate you being here, Camille. Tell us about this fight and how important it is.
Well, Stu Peters, it started in assimilation across the country. Some parts of the country, Christian kids are taken and given sexual indoctrination ideas, and the teacher, which we are supposed to trust while we go to work and drop off our kid, tells the student, you don't have to tell your parents, this is your rights and stuff like that. And these kids are as young as 7 and 8 years old. There were parts of the country last year where a purported gay imam, I've never heard of such a thing, went to 4 high schools and fabricated Quranic texts, and they locked up the high school students and were forced these isms and indoctrinations. So naturally, the country just went into an uproar. And, June of last year, we managed to do about 13 or 14 protests. And then finally, I said, guys, I know we're protesting. I know we're all angry. Let's organize this. I got a massive network of great Canadians. And we came together and we asked Canadians, let's do a 1 million people march on September 20th. And that was received across the country. We had 1.5 million people protest. And this year, we've quadrupled in size in terms of noble Canadians coming together. And I'm talking Christian Canadians, Sikh Canadians, First Nations, Muslim Canadians of all walks, just saying, you know what?
Are you moving the ball? I mean, if millions of people are coming, what is the government's response to all of this, Camille?
Well, I'm getting censored on social medias. They're targeting our website. Our website got hacked at handsoffourkids.ca several times. And now I'm told by our IT team, who's been working around the clock, we have people in the U.S., across the world, just trying to help with this thing because they love this initiative. Apparently, my personal email, Camille@handsoffourkids.ca, was also hacked. So we're getting censored. They're starting a defamation campaign against us. The Trudeau government announced $1.5 million in funding to counter us. They did a blockade on Wellington Street here in Ottawa, closed off and barricaded, and forced our police force and the parliamentary police. You know, they blockaded parents from coming to it, but then they noticed a plethora of parents coming in.
Think about that. Just think about that for a second. The government of Canada is doing its best to hack a website, to hack an email, and to stop people from protecting children. This is the government of Canada actually telling you, nope, we want to come after your kids. We want to put our hands on your kids. We want to mutilate them. We want to groom them. We want to molest them. We want to stick them with bioweapons. This is explicitly the government of Canada doing its best to block people from coming to a place where they say, we want you to keep your hands off of our kids. How else can that be interpreted?
Exactly. And you know what, Stu? The problem that I find incredibly disheartening is, we said we are peaceful parents and we had grandparents, and we told the nation last year, because it was on a Wednesday, that take the day off work, take your kids out of school. This is a peaceful Canadian festival that's going to bring the nation together. And it did. It was a beautiful day. And we had a lot of fathers that were angry. Some fathers can't consume themselves, and some mothers too. And some of them were harassed. We had somebody, we had a girl, a teenage girl, a good university student that was supporting parents. Her hijab was pulled off by some of the pride counters. That's some of the behavior we were having. The police can turn their backs on us because they know we were well behaved, and they were trying to contain these Antifa counters. It was ridiculous. They had megaphones in their ears. Now, the police, again, we respect the people in uniform. We respect the rule of law.
Even though it's really hard to in a lot of cases. I agree with you. But it's really difficult to it's really difficult to support these people, especially throughout the whole COVID debacle. Because in Canada, I remember this story came out of Canada, actually, where it was the RCMP that was actually going to check people's coffee cups to make sure that they actually had liquid in them and that it wasn't somebody just carrying a prop in order for them to justify pulling their mask down. So, I mean, this Trudeau-Castro regime has really been basically the enforcement arm of COVID from the very beginning. And I will also say that if not for Justin Trudeau and his monopoly that he had with Big Pharma, it may not even have been a possibility that the COVID injection scam was able to go globally, worldwide, across the face of the plane as it did. So yes. Justin Trudeau plays a huge hand in the entire poisoning of the well and the entire genocide operation that has been allowed to take place. So that's just as a set aside. I will say it doesn't surprise me that when people are marching in the streets and saying, we're coming for your kids, that the epicenter, other than Tel Aviv, Israel, of course, the epicenter of this, which, by the way, Tel Aviv is the most homosexual city on the face of the planet. Yes. It's home of the most degeneracy on the face of the planet. It is where all of the grooming is. It's like ground zero for grooming and molesting children is Israel. Anybody, including Rabbi Shmuley, that wants to come on this program and try to debate me on that, I'd be more than happy to have you. Israel is the breeding ground for child molestation. But I think number two would likely be Canada. Is that true, Camille?
Well, you know what? The proof is in the pudding. Anywhere we go, we're getting setbacks. We're getting censored. Anytime I mention something, hey, look, we just want Canada's parents to parent Canada's kids. It's a slogan that we have in this movement. So that means once the kid is 18 or 19 years old, they make their own decisions. We're trusting our grandparents, our mothers, and our fathers. You know, we don't want to use the pronouns. You know what? You want to use pronouns, you go right ahead. In our minds, there's one male and one female, and I get censored for things like that. So, yes, everywhere right now, you know, you have politicians saying, oh, there's no such thing as parental rights. There's children's rights. You're a transphobe. Yeah, and you know, if you give a five-year-old a candies to, you can probably get whatever you want. You can change their minds.
The oldest trick in the book for child molesters and kidnappers. Hey, you want a piece of candy? Come over here to my windowless van. I mean, this has been going on for a very long time. Exactly. And so now the government is doing this. You want a piece of candy? Guess what? You have to chop your dick off. You know, I mean, or you have to allow me to touch your little wiener. You know, these people are sick and they're disgusting and they want to sodomize your children. There's just no question about it.
Using slogans like trans lives are human rights or trans rights are human rights.
Does a child even really know what it means to be trans? I mean, does a child even know what it means to be gay? No, they don't know this until they're taught this. And parents, other than a couple of exceptions that I can think of, especially one right off the top of my head who happens to live in New York, parents largely are not teaching their kids how to be gay or to be trans. It's coming from the school. It's coming from the government. It's coming from your taxpayer dollars that are funding these sick and degenerate programs that God literally blew up two cities over, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm getting correspondence of, you know, there's a French school in Montreal. I'm getting parents. Oh, my kid is 10 years old. And they just gave them the curriculum because French schools, they start a little earlier in Canada. They start in August. The English schools, they start early September, like September 3rd. So I just got the curriculum and I dropped my jaw. You know, you're teaching a 10-year-old, you know, they already have the pronouns and all that stuff. And, you know, at that age, Stu, me and you went through the school system. We were getting ready for history, a little bit of math, a little bit of science.
Yeah, regrettably, because the history that I was taught is actually not the true history of our planet and a lot of people or our country. And a lot of people nowadays wouldn't have any problems, Camille, agreeing with me that, hey, we were all duped. We were duped for a very long time. And we were to believe that, you know, our forefathers were great, morally upright people. They were a bunch of degenerates. The founders of our founding documents, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, although albeit very important documents, these people were also degenerates. And so everything that we've ever learned about our country, I mean, I actually believe that we're living on the ruination and the ashes of a society that existed completely before us that was very advanced. These people had advanced methods of transportation and everything. So, yes, regrettably, I am part of the public school, I guess, poisoning. But thankfully,
me too.
but thankfully, Sheikh, people like yourself and people like myself are able to actually believe what our eyes are showing us, believe what our ears are telling us, what we're hearing and what we're seeing, and then we're able to introduce some independent and critical thinking to our daily lives.
Yes.
Wait, that doesn't look like a, that doesn't look like a safe and effective vaccine to me. Let me do some research on that. Yeah, that doesn't look like a virus to me. Let me do some research on that. Wait, these people don't look like they're really there for the betterment of our children and the future of our country. Let me do some research on that. And so there's a great awakening that's happening. I've got 2 minutes left. I want you to tell people exactly what it is that you're doing over here at handsoffourkids.ca. Again, handsoffourkids.ca. It looks like you're marching again Friday, September 20th at 8 a.m. We have a very big audience in Canada. Tell them where this is and what's going on.
So we are marching again. This is our second annual Million People March. We are planning to do this every year to tell the nation when our kids go to school that Canada's kids belong to Canada's parents, and we're planning to reach out to the world. Now we have a chapter in Dearborn, Detroit. We welcome all U.S. cities to do this because I know you guys have the same concerns. We're in parts of the Middle East and we're working in Germany and stuff like that. They had pride, that sexual indoctrination, and I'm not looking to paint everybody with the same brush, to each their own there.
I will. If you won't, I will. I'll paint them all with the same brush.
We've come counter to the pride, unfortunately. And we're going to protect our kids at all costs. And we're a peaceful movement, and we're going to do it all day. It's 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. across the nation, and we're welcoming all U.S. cities to get involved. Just go to handsoffourkids.ca. I'm looking to get some executives there to report to us. We'll help you out. We'll give you the support. We want you marching with us.
It is a thing that should be absolutely widely accepted by literally everybody who has a child. Handsoffourkids.ca. This is an international movement, as it should be. Camille L. Sheikh, thank you very much for everything that you have done in Canada and now for what you're doing worldwide. We really appreciate it. Any fight that you're involved with that is a fight to save our kids, we will be involved with it also. More of the Stu Peter Show continues next.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? They put our president on trial. They convicted him of 34 felonies. And then they tried to assassinate him in broad daylight. What will they go after next? your money, your livelihood. I encourage you to diversify and to protect your savings with precious metals like gold and silver, money they can't easily control. That's why I always recommend the top-rated gold company on the planet, Goldco. They've helped people like you and myself place over $2.5 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver if you qualify while supplies last. So go to StuLikesGold.com and get your bonus silver today. You'll also get a complimentary gold and silver kit that will arm you with the facts about precious metals. Once again, go to StuLikesGold.com or just call 855-706-GOLD. Again, that's 855-706-GOLD or StuLikesGold.com. If there is one mineral that you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Magnesium is the body's master mineral. 600 critical reactions, hormone balance, stress management, sleep quality. Even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. Well, there's two big problems with what I just said. Number one, magnesium has been largely missing from U.S. soil since the 1950s. I wonder if that's intentional. It certainly does explain why up to 75% of the population may be deficient in magnesium. Number two, most supplements contain only one or two forms of magnesium, when in reality, your body needs seven. The only full-spectrum magnesium supplement, the only magnesium supplement on the market that has all seven critical forms is called Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you that I was able to arrange a killer deal for you. You won't find this deal on Amazon. You won't find this deal on the company's own website. This deal is exclusively for you, my audience, and it's for a limited time while supplies last. So right now, you can get a bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free. Just go to magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree and get your bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free right now, today. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.